This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the agreement between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. Mr. Modi said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK, and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
The FTA will also open skilled employment pathways through a new temporary employment entry visa for Indian professionals and skilled occupations with a quota of 5,000 visas and a stay up to 3 years. The deal will ensure zero duty on 100% of India's exports. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav emphasized that the Supreme Court's ruling in Aravali Range matter recognizes and endorses the government's sustained efforts to protect the range through Aravali Green Wall Project. The minister stated this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said no new mining leases will be issued until a detailed management plan for sustainable mining is prepared by the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education, ICFRE. The BJP and MGP alliance managed to win a majority of seats in the Goa Zilla Panchayat polls, results of which were declared yesterday. The two parties won more than 30 of the 50 Zilla Panchayat seats in the state, while the Congress emerged victorious on 10 seats and the AAP and Revolutionary Goans Party on one each. Four independent candidates also won in the polls, voting for which were held on December 20. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Goa for blessing the BJP-MGP alliance with strong support in the Zilla Panchayat elections in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this will add more vigour to India's efforts for the growth of the state. The Haryana Assembly today passed a bill increasing the daily working hours from 9 to 10 hours while retaining the overall weekly limit of 48 hours for employees of shops and private commercial establishments. The Haryana Shops and Commercial Establishments Amendment Bill 2025 has been passed to amend the Haryana Shops and Commercial Establishments Act 1958. There is also a provision for an increase in the permissible limit of overtime work per quarter from 50 hours to 156 hours, enabling shops and commercial establishments to meet peak business demands for more efficiently. In West Bengal, the Basirhat court sent Alim Mulla into 9 days of police custody today. Mulla, the main accused in the attempted murder case involving Bhulanath Ghosh, was produced before the court. He was arrested by Nazad police station last night. Bhulanath Ghosh is a key witness in a CBI-registered case where former TMC leader Sheikh Shah Jahan of Sandesh Khal is the prime accused. On December 10, Ghosh was seriously injured when a truck rammed his car in North 24 Parganas, killing his younger son and driver. The family has alleged the crash was deliberate. Leaders of minority organizations in Bangladesh have accused the Mohammed Yunus-led interim government of failing to stop violence, killings and persecution targeting religious and ethnic minorities. The allegations were made during a human chain organized by the Minority Unity Front in Dhaka yesterday. Speakers said inadequate investigations and lack of justice has created widespread fear, particularly among minority communities, ahead of the upcoming national election. In women's cricket, the second T20 international of the five-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Visakhapatnam today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. IST. The hosts have taken 1-0 lead in the series. Navy's Kiran Ankush Jadhav clinched the gold medal in the final of 10-meter air rifleman event at the 68th National Shooting Championship in Bhopal yesterday. Olympian Arjun Babuta secured a silver medal while Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar won the bronze. In the 10-meter air rifle, men's junior Gujarat's Mohammad Murtaza won the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.